Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to convince all of you out there that are looking for employment to create the opportunities that I believe are just sitting there waiting for you with my logic. But anyway, that's what we talk about is how do you create your own happiness? How do you create your growth? How do you create the things that you want? Those are the opportunities that I would like to put out there. And I'm going to say we, based on others that are doing the same thing, in order to help you do some things that it is that you will enjoy doing, because it has tremendous benefits to our workforce and to your employer, whether you've thought about it from that perspective or not. But anyway, I'm here tonight to talk about that. But before we do that, my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed, he's on the other end making sure everything works. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing just fine on a Wednesday night, Mr. Gene.
All right, well, glad to have you. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And if you got them, Ed, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. And I stress that on all shows because there's so many of you out there that don't seem to be aware that we see you. And matter of fact, we see all of you. And I'm going to suggest that the reason I'm stressing that is because you have something to offer us once you recognize what it is. Now, I believe we have a guest on the line. And before I go any further, I'd like to introduce my guest, my colleague, actually. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Yep, sure am.
All right. Larry is a training consultant, but rather than me telling you who he is, Larry, why don't you tell us who you are?
My name is Larry LaBelle again. I'm own my own business called Win a Job Fast, Inc., and I provide training and coaching on all aspects of the job search process, and I also write really strong resumes for people that get them more interviews.
Okay. All right. So now you know what Larry is. Now, for those of you that have some idea in terms of what the show is about, I'm going to ask some of you out there. How many of you out there, just when you think about that, you're okay with who you are and who you work for, and if you're looking for employment, you're one of those kind of individuals that say that you already know what you want to do. And I'm going to say, if you're one of those types of individuals that already know, then you've stopped growing. What you'd like to do is different than what you already know. A lot of that happens in your language. But I'm going to mention something for an audience that I haven't mentioned. Because tonight's show is, how do you find a challenging job if you have a disability? And the reason being is because us humans, we're all different. The problem is that our society seems to put us all in the same bucket. And so I want you to know, I'd like to know, how do you feel being in the bucket, being different than everybody else, but yet somebody else put you in the bucket? But anyway, so I want to address those people who have a disability and you're looking for employment. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some ideas and some thoughts on how to find a challenging job if you have a disability. And for all you others out there that think you don't have a disability, I welcome you to listen to the show so you can understand what people with disabilities go through. But if you think hard enough, you get down to very few that are okay. I think we all have a disability of something, and I'm not going to go into what those are, but I'm going to go into the physical disabilities that a person has, and I'm going to give you some tips on how you can find what you want instead of something that somebody else wants. So I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what Larry and I are going to go through once we come back from the break. And if you have any thoughts, you're more than welcome to call the show. Share your thoughts, ask questions. The number is 727-441-3000. The number over here, it's on my left side, it's on the wall. It's 727-441-3000. And, all right, welcome your calls or questions or suggestions or comments if you have a disability. Or if you know someone else with a disability, because they make up our workforce. The difference is, I want to give you something different that possibly would give you a different way of looking at life. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. I have my colleague on the line, Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back. You can hear from him as well.
I'm going to find my purpose. I don't know where I'm going to look. But I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out. Don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life my purpose before it's too late.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Barely
getting by, it's all taking and no giving.
Better just use your mind,
and they never give you credit.
It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
9 to 5. 9 to 5 is when a lot of us work. But in reality, it is an awful lot of us that work all different times. And just in case you're not aware of it, just think of driving down the highway in your city, and it doesn't matter what time of day you go out, look at all the traffic on the road in the daytime. Obviously, those people must not be working if they're out on the highway, which means there may be people working during the day while those people are off, because maybe they work at night. It's something to really think about when it comes to our workforce. But anyway, I have on the line Larry LaBelle. You still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
All right, tell us what it is that you do, and then we're going to ask you some questions regarding challenging work.
Sure. My name is Larry LaBelle. I run a business called Win a Job Fast Incorporated. And I write resumes for job seekers, and I also train them in all aspects of the job search process so they can get a job quickly.
Okay, now that's what Larry does. His company is called Win a Job Fast, and he's a colleague of mine, and we do similar things, but yet different things. And that's what you should be doing out there. But anyway, tonight's show is dedicated to those with a disability, and I'm just going to suggest, I'm going to start this out by giving you a formula to find enjoyable employment, and this applies to everybody. Okay, here's the formula. Do a self-assessment of yourself. Write down 3 to 5 things that you know how to do, 3 to 5 things that you love doing, and 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing. Okay, no love and enjoy. Okay, 3 separate categories. Write down 3 to 5 words in each one of those categories. I didn't say write a sentence. I write down words. And once you have those words, between 9 and 15 words, Look at what you wrote and see if you could structure some sort of a sentence or a paragraph whereby you could introduce yourself to anybody using most of those words in 30 to 90 seconds. Can I really stress that 30 to 90 seconds? Because a lot of people are told to say it in 30 seconds. I say anybody that says, tell me something 30 seconds doesn't want to hear you. I want you to know you want to tell them something for them to hear. That's what's going to separate you right off the bat from you cutting yourself off because you're different. The reason being is because they're looking at you. And you want to know they want to hear you. But anyway, so, if you think of that. But anyway, so having this self-awareness and having a short presentation and an understanding of networking. Networking is like who knows who that knows who that knows who. But understanding this formula, I'm seeing that you can find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Notice I didn't mention the word job. Pardon?
One thing that's a killer for people when they're searching for jobs, they put all their energy in trying to find jobs on job boards.
Job titles.
Indeed.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's only 7% of those jobs were found that way, so it's not a high payoff way of doing it. You need to network and get to know people, build a relationship with them, and then have them be willing to take your resume to the hiring manager with a referral. If you do that, you'll definitely get an interview.
Now,
if you've been recommended by somebody inside.
Great. Now, what if you have a disability? How does that fit in, which is tonight's topic? What if you have a disability? How does that fit in? So I wanted to help you out by giving you some definitions of terms in terms of what is what the dictionary says about the word disability. And a sentence on what challenging means. Okay? Anyway, so how to find a challenging job or a challenging employment? How do you find that? If
you're disabled, most disabled people that I've run across have no idea that there's the American Disabilities Act, the law.
Mm-hmm.
It forces an employer to make accommodations for their disability, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they say, well, I can find a job, but they probably won't bring me in for an interview because I'm disabled.
Right.
The American Disability Act protects the job seeker who is disabled so that they can get a job. An employer has to accommodate them. They might have to build a ramp to go into the building, make doors wider for the bathroom or things that are public so they can get in and out of their wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff.
Now, I'm going to say something so that our conversation is a little different. It's humans who do those things. It's humans who make up those types of criteria. And since you may be a person with a disability, it's important to know what you have and how to use it to your advantage. That's what this show is all about. So the first thing, if you look in Wikipedia dictionary, the definition of a disability is a physical or mental condition that limits a person's movement, senses, or activities. Okay, a physical or mental condition that limits a person's movements, senses, or disability. That's what disability is classified as. But anyways, that's what the dictionary says. The word challenging when it comes to jobs or work, I'm just going to read a sentence of this. A challenging work is any task that helps an organization reach its goals and requires creativity and skill to accomplish. Okay, that's the definition of challenging. So I like to have you out there. If you have a disability, how do you find a challenging position? Because if it's not challenging, then you may be hurting yourself. Did you have something to say? Yep.
One of the things I think is a struggle, there are people in the workforce who take a job, they don't want to be challenged, they just want to do the minimum to get by and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand how much that's going to limit them and impact the rest of their life because they're not invested in anything. They're not a large percentage, I'd say probably 10% at least, maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's another audience of people looking for work. Anyway, so we begin to look at a workforce, then we start looking at all these different types of people. Okay, so in this case, I'm talking about people with a disability. Now, I have some shocking news, and I'm just going to tell you what it is. Okay. I gave you a definition coming out of the dictionary that explains what a disability is. If somebody else came up with that definition, this is how we learn what the other people want for us. In many cases, you have something that the rest of us need to know. So you can become the one who teaches us things that we don't know. But anyway, so I gave you the definition of disability. And the second thing, I'd like to have you think about it. What is it like to have a disability? And you need to find out so you can tell people who you are.
There's two aspects to disabled people. There are those who have had a disability from birth, like they're blind. And then there are those who could see up till maybe 15 years old, but they lost their vision. And two different people with two different sets of needs and two different sets of fears and doubts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I have a different.
I mentioned earlier that he was a lawyer, and he passed the bar, but he had delayed passing the bar because he just didn't think anybody would ever hire him.
Mm-hmm.
He became his own worst enemy. We coached him out of it, and he finally got a great job.
Oh, you're talking about what I'm going to bring up next.
Good.
I said I was going to say something different. First of all, I'm going to say that you don't have a disability. Because imagine all the people who told you you do, and imagine you thinking you do. And here's my reason. What you have is just you. And you have what you have. The other people may call it a disability. You are who you are, and you got what you got. Managing to use what you got is the key to all things.
I think you do have to, when you're out there trying to find a job, you got to be looking for a job that, given your disability, you can do it, or you can learn to do it, or you can get the accommodation from the federal government.
Okay, so if you think you can do something, then why do you think you have a disability? Because I like to have you just think about that, because a lot of us look at things and we stop doing what we think that we'd like to do. I'm going to give you some tips on if you happen to be in an interview or just talking around someone else, I'm going to tell you what I suggest that you begin to tell them about you in order to get the type of work that you would like to get, or to have us choose you for the type of work that we see you capable of doing. Both play a role in that. But this time that we take a short break. And so I'd like to have you stay tuned, because I'm going to talk about what do you say to someone else, including an interviewer, if you think you have a disability. Because you already know what you got, so only you can back it up with what we say. Or you can look at yourself totally differently. But we'll be right back. You listen to myself and Larry LaBelle on the line, and we'll be right back after this short break. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Pick yourself up. Do not get discouraged. You have an opportunity to get what you want. That's what the employment opportunity is all about, because you can create your own opportunity. Because if you don't do it, stop waiting for somebody else to do it, because we don't know if it's an opportunity. Only you will know it's an opportunity once we offer it to you. But anyway, I have my colleague on the other end of the line, Larry LaBelle. And I'm talking about, how do you find a challenging job if you have a disability? I'm going to give you some steps in terms of how to do that. And the reason I had thought about this title, because our workforce, based on laws and other people's perceptions, they create jobs for people with disabilities as if they don't know what people can do on their own. And so those of you with disabilities, I'm going to give you some clues as to how you can use you to be who you are anyway and have us want to hire you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because you don't have a disability. Like I said, you have what you have. It's unlike to have you think you have what you have. Larry, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, sound like you were coughing or something. But you have what you have. And wanting to change it is a waste of your time. But the bottom line is, you still have found a way to use who you are anyway. Why not use who you are to find enjoyable employment? Because the government creates jobs for people like you, and they put you off in the corner somewhere. Or a lot of companies have these companies that train you to do a job, so it's like job placement, which means you didn't earn it. It's not something that you wanted other than something that you settled for. I want to give you some ideas on how you can get, I believe you can get what you want. And the reason I say that, because the example is right in front of you, if you can see me. Hopefully you notice my speech is not the same all the time. Somebody's been choosing me to do what I do because I have what I have. You, as having a disability, you still do what you do. You still do what you enjoy doing, and you manage to get it done so that your nerves are all calm and everything else. Somebody's looking for that, and you can get it provided that you tell them what it is that you want. I'm just going to give you some tips. Just since I said that you don't have a disability, if you're in an interview, and an interview on this show, in my logic, anytime somebody's asking you questions about you, then you're being interviewed. It has nothing to do with a job. It has to do with understanding somebody's asking questions about you to find out what you're going to say. You can ask the same questions or different questions of anybody else because you're trying to find out from them. That's an interview. It has nothing to do with a job, unless you think it does. But in real life, you ask questions about people. Anyways, the first thing is we can see you anyway. That's the first thing I want you to get clear. We see you coming, growing. We see all of you. What we don't know is how much do you know, what do you like doing, and enjoy doing, because only you can tell us. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say when it comes to an interview is to talk to people. If you can talk to them, talk. If you can use sign language, use sign language. But tell them about your disability. Don't try to hide it, since we can see you anyway. You tell them your story about your disability. That'll let you know it's not a disability. It's just who you are. And the other thing is to tell them what would you like to do, because you probably find things to do all the time that you enjoy doing. Because I want you to think about how you spend your time doing what it is that you do. That could be used to your advantage. Always talk about your disability. Let the other people know how it is, because they are not like you. Ask the other people. In some cases, I suggest ask them if they have a disability. Because many will say that they don't, so how can they understand you unless they listen to you? I'd like to have you really, really think about that, because only you can determine if you have a disability or not. The other people could say it's a disability, but that's on their shoulders, not yours. But you want to have a job. It's important to share your background. What have you been through in terms of work? What have you been through in terms of having a disability, especially if you were born with a disability? There's no way you can know anything else. If you had some sort of accident or something along the way, then you have a story to tell people, what you were before, what happened, and where are you now in terms of what would you like to do? That's to your advantage when you can tell that. And the more people you tell will lead to more people offering you employment in jobs that you want to do instead of jobs that you get stuck in. Anyway, I'm just saying some of those. Larry, if you got any comments or thoughts feel free to put them in because I got a bunch of examples.
I don't have any right, but I'm
sure. Okay. The next thing is tell them the things that you enjoy doing, that you like doing. It doesn't matter whether you're missing a limb, on crutches, in a wheelchair. You find ways to find things that make you feel good, just like everybody else does. It's so important for you to tell people what you like doing so that they know what you like doing. You can't expect them to know. What they know are images they've seen on TV or read in the newspaper, maybe with some other people that they know. But that's all they do know. Your job is to separate you from all the others by telling them what you want them to know about you and your so-called disability and what turns you on that you like doing, because you are looking to go do what you like to do anyway. So I'd like to have you remember, I'd like to have you to think about that. Ask the other, always ask the other, in the other person, if they have a disability. The reason I say ask, because what you call disability is in your mind. It's not out there anyplace. It's up to you in terms of how do you want to use you, and tell the other people, because all they've done is learn about people like you. You want to let them know who you are. So I'd like to have you just think about that. You're there because you're trying to fill a position. So if you run into somebody, it's important to ask them if they have a disability. That's the first question. The second question is to ask them how did it happen. And you should want to tell people how it happened to you, to let them know that you aren't trying to hide anything, since we can already see you. What you want to do is talk about it, because that is to your advantage. It's educational for the person who's not like you. It demonstrates that you don't mind talking or communicating, because you're comfortable with you. It's the other people who have the problem. That is so important for people that we think there's something wrong with us, when all we got is what, all we have is what we have. It doesn't matter what else we want. Did you have something to say, Larry?
Nope.
Okay, some examples. I could tell you I don't like my color, but the bottom line is there's not a thing I can do about my color, so there's no need in wasting my time telling you about it, since you can already see me. But I may not be tall enough. I may be too tall. I may be overweight, based on the job that I would like to do and based on the job that somebody wants to interview me for. But the bottom line is this has nothing to do with a job, because the people you're around, you could tell them what you like to do, because they probably already see what you like doing with your disability. So it's very important that you, I'm going to use the word, that you educate the world on who you are. Don't let somebody put you into a category with somebody else. Tell the world who you are. Because only you can change the image, but only if you tell people something different instead of what they perceive you to be. Now, in some cases, there's an awful lot of people that have what we would call disabilities that have very high-level jobs. The question is, how did they get there? Anyway, so if you're one of those kind of people who aspire to have something that you like, start telling the world what you like. Because that's what they're going to learn that you like. And the more people you tell what you like, the more people may call on you when they know of something that you could do that you like doing. And most likely you would do the exact same thing if you were looking for something to do. Obviously, you can always see people that are unhappy doing what they get stuck doing. That's not hard to find. You can see people that they think they're okay everywhere. They don't like the job they're doing. You physically can see it. Well, imagine what you want people to see about you who think you have a disability. So there's an awful lot of people out there that I believe have a disability. They're not worried about what I think. They're doing their thing. And in many cases, I can laugh along with them, joke with them, because they know who they are. And they're not trying to prove anything to you. They understand they're not trying to fix you. And they're not going to allow to... They're not going to allow you to try to fix them. They have a disability. What they don't want is your pity. What you want is a challenging and enjoyable job. And the only way we're going to know what that is, you have to tell us what you would like to do, even given your disability. Because the only one that's going to know that it's possible to do is you. But that's going to inspire you to do some things like that. But I think I'm over my time limit, so we need to go take a quick break. But I'll be right back. We're listening to myself and Larry LaBelle on the other end, who's been quiet. We'll be right back.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Just for fun, he says,
get a job. I'm going to suggest that you don't accept that just get a job. Too many of you have that thought process of just getting a job, and you do get just that. You get a job. The problem is, from an employer standpoint, you just cost them more money. When you go home, you go do what you enjoy doing. Why not get a job doing what you enjoy doing? Because then it won't be a job. It'd be you being paid to do what you want to do already. I'm talking about, tonight I'm talking about people with a disability. How do you find enjoyable jobs or enjoyable employment, even though you have a disability? And I start to show out by saying, first of all, if you have a disability, consider yourself as not having one, because all you have is all you have. It's very important that you like yourself, because our time is running out, and I think my colleague Larry LaBelle is on the other line. Yes, Larry.
I think one of the things people with disabilities can do is think, okay, well, I'm doing an interview, and what can I demonstrate so they know I can do X, Y, and Z that is required in the job description?
Oh.
And you got to prepare for that. You know, I do things. I do performance-based interviews, and with a disabled person, I might come up with something and say, well, you're in a wheelchair, but you've got to do this task.
Oh.
Tell me how you're going to do that.
I'm saying, oh, because I'm going to say, if anybody tells you that, then you may say you're in the wrong job or you're talking to the wrong person. That's part of the problem that we put on other people who aren't like, not like us. I'm trying to give the person with the disability of to their advantage by using who they are, just being who they are. Anyways, one of the things I have said.
If a hiring manager or somebody has a concern, you've got to dispel that concern, and you can do that. So they just see you as the person who has certain characteristics, abilities, and you've got to show them how you're going to be able to do the job.
Well, I suggest.
One of the top three things that you have any concerns about with regard to my disability, so I can address those and show you that they won't be a problem.
Okay, that's fine. I have a different way of looking at it by saying anyone who says that, with you being the person with the disability, I would suggest not taking anybody's test. I would suggest do not take anyone's test, especially a written test, because somebody else wrote it up. It's very important to know who wrote a test up for somebody with a disability versus if you have a disability, you could write your own test for others. It's impossible for you to know what it's like thinking you're perfect and there's something wrong with the other person. That's part of the problem with our workforce from the other humans. So in order for that to change, somebody has to be able to tell them. So I have some do's and don'ts. Okay. If you're the person who has the bits that has a disability, here's some things I suggest that you do. Be yourself as you are. Ask questions to the other person. Okay, you ask the questions and get your answers from the others. Don't make excuses for your condition. Tell people what it's like to be in your position and do what it is that you do. It's so important that you do what you do instead of trying to do something that you don't know anything about. So tell people what it is that you do. Be honest about your condition. That's going to educate the person in terms of who you are. Since they aren't you, it's impossible for them to know who you are and going through your... They've never walked in your shoes, and so you want to be able to take charge of what you want people to know about you versus what they've learned about you from TV, magazines, and books, and all that sort of stuff. So then, always say what you want to say about you. Tell the others who you are. Don't say what you do not tell the other person what you think of them, because their learning came from some books and things that they've seen on TV, not with an actual person. Okay, so their thoughts aren't going to be like yours. Your job is to tell them what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the other thing that you want to do, be honest about what you can do. Tell them what you have done and know how to do, because that's the only way they're going to know what you know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see. Don't look for job titles. Tell people the functions that you like doing.
Mm.
Okay, humans make up job titles. The things you know how to do could fit into many jobs, provided you tell them what you know how to do, and more so what you enjoy doing. These are things that you should do. And tell them all the things that you enjoy doing: talking, traveling, playing cards, games. What you want to do is let them know what turns you on. You could tell them those types of things, which is totally different than applying for a job. Okay, don't do some things. Don't pretend to be somebody else. The worst thing you can do is pretend to be somebody else, and you can't do what you claim to do. Don't do that. Don't hide your disability. Tell them what it is. Make sure that they see it, because you're the one that has it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Say that you're just as good doing what it is that you do, and all you want is an opportunity to continue doing what you do. Don't say you want to prove anything. Just do what you do. Because if the other person doesn't want you, they don't want you. Anyway, so...
Here's the thing, Jim. It's important for me when someone's being interviewed that they can demonstrate what they believe this job needs to be done. Whether it creates maybe top three or five things that they need done. And how can you demonstrate that you can do that?
Well, I would say
someone wants to know, can you actually perform?
Right, but
well, if you show them, they'll definitely understand and get it.
I would ask the person, do you do this with everyone or just me? It's important to understand you having control over what people expect and have learned about people like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come they want to give you a test. They want to do all these things. But our time is up. I can't finish the list. But you listen to My Way, some of my Frank Sinatra. Larry, I'm going to say thank you very much for your comments. Thanks for spending time on the show. We're glad to have you.
You're welcome.
For all you others out there, realize all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, including if you have a disability. You've been doing it all along. Start going out and tell everybody what you like doing, enjoy doing. Let them plug you in doing what it is that you told them that you like doing. Because all people want to have people that are happy, and you're happy when you're doing the things that you enjoy doing. Go out and tell everybody and do it your way. And give us a call and let us know how it worked out.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Downpours lead to rising flood.